This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Colorado Senate has approved a bill that would move the Front Range passenger rail line closer to reality. The legislation would create a district that could eventually ask voters to raise tax revenue to fund the project. Republican Senator Kevin Friola says a line would ease traffic and air pollution along Interstate 25.
But this is also going to be, in my opinion, a huge economic driver for tourism in the western United States.
Other Republicans say the line is too expensive. Sponsors hope the state can land billions of dollars in new federal funding for the passenger rail. Recent rains on top of above average precipitation over the last couple months has reduced drought conditions across the state. The biggest improvements are in northeastern and southeastern Colorado, but the two most severe categories of drought, extreme and exceptional, are still gripping much of the western third of the state, where soils and vegetation are still being reported as drier than normal. Communities disproportionately impacted by climate change and pollution could soon get recognition from the state. CPR's Miguel Otárola has the story.
State lawmakers are considering a bill that would designate some communities as disproportionately impacted by climate change. These are areas made up of low-income or Black, Latino, and Native American residents vulnerable to environmental degradation and natural disasters. At the core of the bill is a task force that would brainstorm ways to reach out to these residents and gather data about their environmental issues. The State House approved the bill. It now goes on to the Senate for final votes. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
And we're still rolling with All Things Considered. You may be familiar with an old military policy that said service members could be discharged for being gay. Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed in 2011, but its effects still linger because being kicked out under this policy was considered a less than honorable discharge. Those people don't qualify for veterans benefits. And now states like Colorado are stepping in. We'll hear how at 4:44. Right now in Denver, it is 71 degrees, mostly cloudy. Tonight, it'll be a low of 46, and we could expect rains for the weekend and possibly all next week. Stay tuned. You're listening to CPR News.